So here's something I just discovered, and it's probably too late to lob this in when we were trying to get the whole isn't it a shame we're going thing going. But red dinner plates are radioactive. That's why you don't see them. You can they contain many of the ingredients.
Well, any red dye.
They contain many of the ingredients that go into atom bombs.
Don't have to cook your food then.
Well, there you go. But you don't see red dinner plates because they're look.
Any red dye has carcinogens in it, doesn't it? Anything.
I wouldn't say that on the air because red dye makers, if there is such a union, well, you know. Anyway,
allegedly. So,
the pigment in red dinnerware contains, amongst other things, uranium oxide. The Homer Laughlin China Company, which began making red Fiesta ware in 1936, was forced to discontinue the red versions so the uranium could be diverted to make atom bombs during the war. You don't see red dinner plates because it's full of radioactive things.
Depends what kind of paint you use. It's probably a user-friendly paint.
But when you think about it, you don't see red dinner plates.
You don't want to drop
because
them.
It wouldn't look
you
nice.
Never, you know what else you never see nice. Red? Frosting on cake. You don't often see
you
red.
You don't see purple Christmas lights, but nobody knows why that. We tried that and nobody could buy it. Nobody cared.
I think it's just people's taste. I think they think it would. People wouldn't want to eat off red plates.
Well, yes, they would.
Blood, yes.
Yes, they would. No, yeah, I suppose blood. Yeah, I suppose blood.
I'd have red. I'd have red dinner plates.
Oh, no.
Really? I have solid black and solid white, so the red would make a nice...
You'd have them, or you have them.
No, I would. Oh.